The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Backstory. Let's Hear It on WTBR-FM Pittsville with Roberta McCulloch-Dews. Thanks for tuning in. So today we have with us Destiny Saunders. She is co-owner of Dolce Rose Beauty Supply on North Street in Pittsville. And beyond her work as a business owner, Destiny is a stylist, and she also leads the She Labs Proverbs 31 Women's Empowerment Ministry. Through her ministry since its 2022 launch, Destiny has held her signature event, 50 Shades of Pink, a gathering of faith, beauty, and purpose. So, Destiny, thank you so much for being here today, and I look forward to our conversation.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we are in a new year, and we're going to get into some 2025 talk, but I was listening to, it was a clip online, and it was talking about New Yorkers, and there was this guy, and he said, "You're not a New Yorker if you weren't born and raised." And I know we have in common that we're both from the Bronx. I know you were born and raised in the Bronx. I was not born in the Bronx. I was born in Jamaica, but I grew up in the Bronx ever since I was two. So I took great offense at this person saying that you had to be born there, because I do consider myself a New Yorker. So I just needed to get your thoughts on that first.
Yeah, honestly, like, I feel like if you are from, like, born in, if, like you said, like you was, like you was brought up in the Bronx from two to up, I feel like you are a New Yorker. Like, okay. You are from the Bronx. Like,
okay,
hands down. Like, I can say, like, I agree with you. I disagree with him.
Yeah.
I feel like you are maybe 10, you 12, and you just, like, you know, coming to New York, but you was 2 years old. So that means that you are from, and you was born and raised in New York.
That's what I said. I was thinking to myself, like, wait, like, how are you going to exclude people like myself? Now, and it was funny, because on the thread, people were talking about, nope, if you remember taking a Regents, if you remember a bus pass, if you remember tokens, then you're a New Yorker. And I was like, yes, I check all the boxes, because I remember tokens. I remember when Metro cards first came in, and I remember taking the Regents.
Exactly. So that you're from the Bronx, like, you're from New York, like, hands down. I give you that card. Like, you're from there. Like, if you know about all of that pizza. And,
yes. A slice, right? A slice.
Just
call it a slice. That's a slice.
And if you know about the heroes, like.
Yes. It's called a hero. What do they call it out here? They call it.
Grinders.
Like, a grinder. I was like, what is that? And it's like, we call it a hero in New York.
Yes. When I first moved up here, and it was like, do you want to grind? I'm like, I don't know what that is. They're just like, I'm like, oh, that's a hero. That's a straight hero.
On the quintessential, so you had to go to Blimpie's to get your hero, right? Or you could get it at the corner store, and you had to have oil and vinegar, right?
Yes. So I'm like, and they had to press it down with the little warm up. I loved my sandwich warm. And I always, don't forget about the butter rolls. Like, the butter rolls.
Listen, and no morning would be complete without egg and cheese with bacon on a roll.
Yes.
And a hot chocolate.
Yes. Or even a New York coffee.
Exactly. So those are all the things that we know and we love. And I got to ask you, because when you moved to Pittsville, you were 16. Was that a big adjustment for you?
Oh, my God. I hated it. Like, I was very upset with my mom. Like, I'm like, why are we moving here? Where are we going? And why? So it was just like, you're moving from, like, a fast paced environment. Everything is on the go. Everything is moving. And then coming to a city where, like, everything is just, like, so slow. Yes. Like, the place is different. The environment is different. And, like, the style is different. It's just, like, everything was different. Like, you know, coming from New York, you have access to everything, beauty supplies, fashion, the stores just down the street. You could go on Fordham Road or Third Avenue shopping. And you coming up to a place where it's just like nothing was here. You just had like a mall when we had the mall back then. And it was just like everything was just like so weird.
Did
And
you
I
look at
was,
it as punishment?
yes. I was like, why are we here? Like, and I know my family always had family here. They moved from the Bronx here, and then they were just telling mom, like,
Why Pittsfield though, Destiny? Why Pittsfield?
Roberta, if I knew, like, I can tell you, like, I don't know. Like, I know that they was just sharing with my mom, like, the school system was great up here. The rent, anything is good, better rent than here. Was better here. Like, it was a great environment. And my mother just took that leap of faith, and then she went. Like, 'cause I knew, like, growing up, like, I really had, like, trouble with schooling, like the learning. I was just like learning at a, like a short pace or slower pace than everybody else. And when my mom heard that key school system is better up here than New York, then she and went.
So what were the things, I know from an adjustment standpoint, what were the things that you ended up liking?
Moving here. I remember, if I'm not mistaken, I was 16 years old, and coming from the Bronx, my mom always had us in somewhat a performing arts program. I did ballet for many years. I did step team. I did cheerleading. And when we moved up here, I met a friend, and she informed me about Youth Alive. And I was like a stepper at Youth Alive, a stepper and dancer. And she told me about the program. I was like, oh my God, yes, I would love to do it because I'm a dancer already. I was from a step team in the Bronx called Omega Sigma Gamma. It was like a thorough step team. I can't. And when she told me about the program, I said, oh, perfect. At least I have something that represents the Bronx. And that's when I met Shirley and everyone else, Brett Westbrook, sorry, Random now, Jerome Edgerton, and all of them at Youth Alive.
Wow. So that was the thing that actually kept your interest going and made you excited about being here.
And seeing us.
I mean, I think that's important because when we moved here 14 years ago, I think again, Missy, she was a connector. And I think for me, it was the Women of Color Giving Circle, and they were having their annual graduates event.
I see.
And that was what for me, I remember I went to that event and I was like, this is it. Like whatever they're doing, I want to be a part of it.
That's how I felt with Youth Alive. Like, definitely sparked my interest around a bunch of youth that I could relate to, and just like, okay, this is not the Bronx. However, people are talking weird here. They seen my accent as weird. I'm like, okay, your accent is kind of
Wait,
weird.
did they think you had a New York accent?
Yeah, they did. They did. They thought I had a New York accent. They said I pronounced things differently. And not the youth from Youth Alive, but just, coming from the people in Pittsfield in general, like going to school, they said like I had like my accent was draggy, like it was more like I pronounced things from like a New Yorker.
I'm telling you, it's interesting because I think as New York continues to attract people from so many other states, there's been this whole discussion too on the thought of what is a New York accent, and the people who had like that really New York kind of sound. It's evolving because you have so an influx of so many people. So it's interesting that the folks up here heard your dialect and they heard a difference. You know, I love the fact that you are able to find your tribe, find what really sparked joy. And I mean, Destiny, I would say that even from that point, it really was, you just continued to catapult. So even though you looked at it as maybe a decision, maybe you weren't totally happy about it at the time, it was such a good thing because you have ascended and continue to ascend and continue to ascend. And at the top of the show, I introduced Destiny because She just doesn't have one role. She has multiple roles. And beyond being an entrepreneur, you're also a full-time licensed social worker. Is that correct still too?
Well, like that would be that definitely would be the goal. I am like a clinician social worker at Youth Villages. Yeah.
So you have many different hats. And as we think about 2025, it's been a time of great reflection for so many. When
What
you
do you
think of, when you think about that time, what did it mean for you personally as you stepped into the new year? What were your thoughts on the new year for you?
I if I can be transparent, the thoughts like I took the last few days, and when you asked me to come on your show, like it was just like, wow, God, okay. I took this last few days as a reflection of like the mistakes that I would not bring in this year from 2024, 2023. It's more like I feel like this is more like of an alignment for me this year. So I believe that my character is changing, my mindset is changing, and no more carrying like the old me in this new season, this new year. Because I believe that, God has a lot in store for all of us, but a lot in store for me in this year. And I think that he's basically saying you can't carry that in here. You gotta fix some stuff, and certain things happen, to me recently, and it just he utilized that to, help me to reflect on my character. And so I just and sometimes people would do that. Sometimes more people would do that in the be before the beginning of the year, probably after Christmas, to write down their vision. But it seemed like it hit me a few days after the new year happened. Things just started just to unravel, break down. I'm like, what is happening? What's going on? But as you take
I
this step
know.
back, just take a step back and say, okay, like, all right. What's happening is everything's just going like crazy, but is a purpose for that, just to, pull you out of, that comfortability, pull you out of like just stretching your faith, stretching your, and it's like a growth, like an elevation.
Yes. Yeah.
Like that birthing pain hurts. It hurts so much. Growth and pain hurt so much. Like coming out of the old habits, familiarity hurts so much, but it's at the end, you're just like, okay, it's gonna work out. It's gonna work. It's gonna work.
It takes a lot of maturity to be able to do one. Understand that that change needs to occur because sometimes we may know something is not really working, but we don't do anything about it.
Exactly.
And as you shared, you were listening to God and you said, this is something I need to work on. So I got to ask you your thoughts on it's that R word. That R word, everyone uses it every time it's the new year. And everyone's like, I don't use the R word anymore. And that R word is resolution. And I don't personally use it because I stopped at some point along the way, I stopped using it. What are your thoughts on resolutions?
I totally agree with you, Roberta. I don't really believe in that. I because it's easy for to say, okay, this is my revolution for this coming year or 2025, but is it going to be done? Is it like we need to see some fruit? We can say like it's a revolution, but it never gets done. It never gets, completed. That's my belief on it. I feel like when you are, when you set like you, I feel like instead of going to the gym January 1st, it's something. You ever heard that quote? It was just like, don't wait till Monday to start over. Start right now. I feel like when you hear like revolution, it's just like it puts you in a limitation of I'm waiting to January 1st to start over. And I feel like that's not how sometimes that's not all the time what God does. It's just like, no, it's something you got to start right now. Don't wait to January 1st to start new, start over. Because if you think about it, when you like, repent or ask forgiveness, you've been made new right in that moment. You don't like not saying like, hey, we're gonna wait to Sunday and you've been new. He said, like, I'm doing a new thing now. Can you see? right now. So that's why I really feel about, like, revolution. I don't really believe in that. Just like new year, new me. No, let's start now. Let's start right now.
And you're and to that point, if people put that thought into not waiting and putting all their hopes into that little space, because
Exactly.
then what happens too is the disappointment that
Yep.
comes in if you don't adhere to that particular timeline. And someone once said, perfect is the enemy of good, where everything has to be perfect, everything has to be just right for me to start. And to your point, start now. Start where you are. I'm curious, because when you think about this past year, I know you mentioned some things that you don't want to take into the new year. As a business owner, as someone who is leading this empowerment ministry, what have been some takeaways for you on that level? When it comes to your business, let's start there. When you think about the success of 2024, you were featured in so many different places, the write-ups, people, the word of mouth. What was it like for you to experience 2024 as a business owner?
Yeah, honestly, Roberta, it was like to experience all of that, it was amazing. It was humbling. It was shocking. It was just everything happened like I don't want to say surprise, but some moments it was a surprise. Like I didn't expect any of that. Like I know doing the grant, my mom and I did the grant for Vibe North Street. Still, when you write a grant, it's not a guarantee you would get it. And I remember just, writing a grant, but something in my spirit was just like, okay, this is yours. Like, it's gonna happen. So I was just like, okay, but something in me still was just like, I'm not gonna get my hopes up too high because maybe it's just because I want it so bad. So when we did the grant and we got, rewarded for it, it was just like, wait, what just happened? Wait, no, this can't. Because, before we got the shop, we was doing like monthly pop-up shops. And, we stepped out on faith with that and just building clientele, just, bringing awareness that we are here. And then when the opportunity of the grant came by, I didn't even tell my mom that I did it. I just basically just did it, like took a leap of faith. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to say nothing until we get it. And I would surprise her. So when we got awarded for it, I said, hey, Ma, how would you feel if I told you we are business owners now and we were in a store? She's like, what are you talking about? I said, we got the grant. She's like, does he stop playing? Because my family knows I'm a joker. I always play. I always kid around. Does he stop playing? And I showed her the email. She's like, what? Oh my God. I'm like, yes, we about to own the storefront and, a whole business. And it's funny how it happens because the same location that we was having monthly pop-up shops is the location we were in from now. And we were just utilizing that. And the landlord, Irvin, he, as I say, can we just utilize your storefront? He could have said no. Just monthly pop-up shops is, I give you this amount a month and, we could just utilize it. It's not going to be every month, but, certain months. He said, sure, why not? And everyone that came inside or came to the pop-up shop, they just like, you guys need to be here in this storefront. He's just like, I don't know. But come to find out, like, the same way, like, God used for the process, he used it for the to stabilize and like to for a full business that we're here. So it was very surprising, like very humbling. I didn't expect to get like a phone call and say, hey, the senator is gonna come by your store, or I'm like, everything was just like so like very surprising. Very surprising. Nobody could have done that but God. Like just I'm still shocked about it. I still take some time to like process everything. It's just like, did this just happen? Like, did I meet the senator? Like, did I like the mayor comes by here all the time, just hey guys, just stop by in, and different resources that he connected us with. And it's still like shocking.
When you took that plunge, because the pop-up shops when you were having those pop-up shops, what were people telling you that made you realize I may need to do this grant and make it official? What were you hearing that encouraged you to take that step?
Absolutely. So what we've been hearing that they couldn't find, and I'm talking about the BIPOC community, they couldn't find hair care accessories that fits us. They would have to, and we all have done it, have to travel to Springfield, we have to travel to Albany, or we would have to order off Amazon, and they didn't have that, hey, let me just run down the street or to the corner to Dolce Rosa or run to the corner to the beauty supply to get my beauty products. They would just have to travel far, 45 minutes to an hour to just buy, hair care. So my mom and I say, you know what, like, this is a need. And before we even like came to our idea to do like the monthly pop-up shops, we actually went to Albany to get beauty products. And my mom and I looked at each other. We was just like, why are we doing this? What if we know that if there's a need in our community, let's just do it. Let's just start it. Let's just start it out with a pop-up shop and see how that go. So that's how it came out. And it's like, and even though we were still having a pop-up shop, people were still asking, where can I find bobos for my child's hair? Where can I find hair extensions, braiding hair for my hair? I don't want to travel to Albany. I don't want to order off Amazon. So that became a confirmation to us that is desperately needed in this community.
And what have you heard? I think in this day and age, part of being a business owner is not just the products, but that customer service. What can folks, when they come to you, what is it about stepping inside Dolce Rose that makes it an experience that they keep coming back?
And I love that question because when you come in here, we want that feel of, you remember back in the day when we was in the Bronx, you go into the hair salon. It's just like, hey girl, like, we want a community. And that, I just definitely want to put it out there. We don't only serve to, BIPOC. It's for everybody as well. You come and find everything you need. We definitely offer, like, when you come into the store, you feel a sense of peace, laughter, happiness. Even if you have to come in and cry and just talk, we are there for and just, having, serious conversations. I remember several times you came in, we had like a serious conversation.
We
You said,
did.
oh man, I have to go. I didn't even know. Like, I just have to go. And, I believe that's the establishment that, we want here. Even though, like, also we gonna expand it to have services as well. And just like coming in, just like getting your hair done and nails, it's like a one-stop shop that you can be here. And just it offers like community. And we want that in the summertime, spring and summer. It's just like, hey, I'm just gonna just like go to the beauty spot real quick, and let me just like go to the back, get a quick wash and set real quick, and go out my way.
That right there is, I mean, the fact that you started with a series of services, series of products, and you're expanding that way, it shows that one, I mean, obviously you're hearing the needs of the community and you're responding in kind. But going back to what you said about the environment, right, of the that feel of camaraderie when you would go to the salon, I remember, I mean, I have locks now, so I don't
Love
my salon experience is a little bit different because I kind of do my hair myself, unless I'll go to Brooklyn and there are some lock places out there. But I do remember when I was still going to salons, and I remember this was when I was in college, and I had some like a place in Brooklyn. And it was absolutely that vibe, right? The chatting, the talking. There was music playing. It was a whole vibe. And it felt more than just getting your hair done. It was an experience. And so I'm glad to hear that you are continuing to move it in that direction. But that name, when we think about Dolce Rose, I kept looking at the name and I'm like, everything you're describing, the peace, the sweetness of it all, did you think about a name that would match the vibe that you wanted to create?
Honestly, no, because Dulce Rose was in 2016. A friend of mine, we was actually doing, and that would also collaborate with She Laughs, because She Laughs just started out with like a t-shirt, just being a t-shirt line.
Okay.
And Dulce Rose was first like a styling agency, like just styling and
Okay.
in that area. And we were just like going to organize closets. And then when that, fell through, Dulce Rose was just still hanging out there. And when we came, well, my mom and I came up with the beauty supply, and we was just like, what are we gonna name it? And I was just like, how do you feel about Dulce Rose Beauty Supply? And she was like, okay, sure. And we know the meaning of Dulce means sweet,
Yes.
but now like Rose means like the, we got it from like the Rose of Sharon, and the representation of Christ. So it's like sweet, sweet rose. So it's just like it all, this business, it has nothing to do with me, my mom. It all has to do with God. And we wanted to put him in the center of it.
I love that. And I think, that's a perfect segue into where we're going to go in the next phase of our conversation. I want us to take a quick 30-second break, and
Okay.
we'll be right back.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story. Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at PittsfieldTV.org. The whole story since 1986. PCTV. See it all and decide for yourself.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Okay, for my listeners just tuning in, my guest today is Destiny Saunders. She co-owns Dulce Rose Beauty Supply on North Street in Pittsfield, and she leads She Laughs Women's Empowerment Ministry. She's also a stylist. She also has a couple of other roles too. I mean, she's doing it all. But we were just talking a little bit about faith, and that, where you give the credit to when it comes to your business, when it comes to all of that. And I would like to ask you, did you grow up with this strong sense of faith? Was that always your life?
So yes, I was raised and brought up in church. But just like, you know, most of us, you know, we derail and go, you know, through our own trials and tribulations. But always the fact that I was already grounded in God, and my mom, you know, always brought us to church. I always derail back to the Lord. So growing up in church, like, I was that kid, you know, growing up in church. But after I got to a certain age, my mom didn't, you know, force that on us. You know, she just allowed us to go through our own journey. Mm-hmm. And in my high school years, college years, I went away for a little bit, and then I found myself back. Mm-hmm. You know, I, you know, went back to Christ on my own. Mm-hmm. And now I'm here.
Did you, for you, and I think you made an important point when you talked about that your mom just let you experience, because you were able to really go down a path and then see for yourself what you wanted and what was really meant for you from God. So knowing that you now are in this place, when did, you know, because it's one thing to have faith and another thing to have a ministry and be doing all these other things. So I got to ask you, when did you know that you really wanted to really take this bold step, have this ministry and do this work? Because you were able to launch several different things that have really attracted a lot of women in our community. What was the impetus for She Laughs?
So what started She Laughs, like I mentioned before, She Laughs just started out just like a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. My friend and I, at that moment, we just had a t-shirt. It was called like She Laughs. And then it seemed like I always be around women, or like being that person to speak about confidence, or speak about, you know, God, or speak about, you know, what we're going through. I'm always that type of person that wanted to be around women a lot. Mm-hmm. And I can truly say what started She Laughs is just like extends from that. Just wanting to be around women, wanting to encourage. So, you know, She Laughs came from, you know, Proverbs 31 says she was clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs about fear of the future. So like I mentioned, it started out for a t-shirt brand, and it seemed like I said, God's full of surprises, and he took it as like, okay, not gonna be just a t-shirt line. It's just gonna go this way. And you're going to start, you know, working with women. And I always had dreams and like visions about, like, I was like, I'm pregnant spiritually.
Yeah.
With a baby girl. And I give birth to a baby girl. And it will always come out of like to be a woman who I'm always talking to, or I'm always like offering deliverance, or, you know, talking about God to, always.
Wow. So from that, how did you then decide in 2022 to start the Shades of Pink?
Yeah. So the 50 Shades of Pink, I remember just like asking God, like, okay, what is it that you want me to do with this? Like, what's happening? He didn't answer for a few months or years. And then a strong thought came up and say, I love pink, 50 Shades of Pink, like 50 shade and represents 50 shades of women, like helping women to know their true identity in Christ. And that's the whole meaning and purpose and mission of She Laughs, is like helping women to know their true identity in God. Because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes as women, also men, we go through life challenges, we go through life like circumstances, and sometimes those things that we go through try to match our identity and try to steal our identity from us. So God's purpose is just like he wants that to be fully healed and delivered, and, you know, helping women to just know who they are in God, and just, you know, so they could be restored, they could be delivered, they could be set free in all areas.
So when you had won these events, they sell out pretty quickly. Yeah. And it's free. It's free. So when I say sell out, that means all the tickets are just being taken. But the room is packed. Mm-hmm. What have been some of the things that women have said to you who have attended Shades of Pink? What is the feedback, and how did that inspire you for the next year's gathering?
Yeah, so the first one that I did in 2022, that was a leap of faith. I didn't know how that was going to happen. So the ticket limit, I thought it should have been 50, like 50 people. And after it sold out less than 24 hours, and it's free, after everybody registered, it sold out in 24 hours. And I was like, oh, 50. And God said, I never told you 50. Like, open it back up. And then it came to 100 people, and like, and then I noticed that it was like 120 people that came to the event. So I thought my limiting and putting that in a box, I thought it was just going to be like 50 women, but God just said, like, I never told you 50 women. I never told you a number.
Where did you get that number from?
Yeah. Where did you get that number from?
How do you, this is free and it's one of the most well-attended events. How do you offer something like this for free? Because anyone who is gone will see that you put your heart and soul into it. It is, I mean, the decorations are next level.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. There's such a lineup. How do you do all of this and without having to pass on the cost?
So I, the vision was like, because I told God, I said, okay, if you want it to be free, I don't have the income to do that. So he gave the idea to ask for sponsorships and donations. And, you know, I believe that conferences that have to do with God should be free, because something mm-hmm. that we're getting for free to prepare should be free for the community, free to the public, to the community. Because it's like, why am I charging you for something that I'm getting for free? I'm getting God for free. So it's just like, you know, and it's just like a ministry. So you're getting healed. How come I'm charging you to get healed?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if God said, like, you could come to me without any cost. So it's just, and that's how God provided, where he said, you know, ask for sponsorships, ask for donations. And I knew it was God, because it came about awesome. And like, it just flowed. And like, every year we have it. You have BBEC who sponsors it. You have Rope, or Women of Circle Given Circle. And so the sponsorships always came about, like a BBEC, Rope, Women of Color Giving Circle, Smoke, Fried, and Bake, who Jerome, we always will cook for the event. And also a sponsor from New York, his name is Ronald. He always sponsors the event every year, every single year.
So obviously, like you said, God gave you the vision, and he definitely has provided for you. And there's something coming up.
Yeah, so what's coming up is the vision board party that is amazing. Like, I can't wait for it. And it was a great idea, just like, have women come together with laughter, with music, with food, and just like, you know, write your vision on a board, or, you know, not paste and copy, but cut out things in a magazine that would represent your vision mm-hmm. for this year. Because the Bible said, write down the vision, make it plain. And just like, I feel like if you see it, then it's a better chance that you will, you know, get to it.
Well, Destiny, I got to tell you, I am a big proponent of vision boards. I have three that I have created, and they are much of what you said. It, writing it and making it plain, right? And mm-hmm. seeing it and seeing what is ahead. It creates such a focus.
Mm-hmm.
And also it creates a path either where you should go or where you should not go. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people think, oh, what's the purpose in that? What's the purpose? It doesn't even make any sense. And I was telling someone the other day, I was like, you know, you're going to be attracted to one of two things. You're going to put your energy toward the things that you ought to do, or put your energy toward the things that you're not supposed to do, right? So when you have a vision board, you are solely focused on the things that are important, the things that your attention, your energy should be placed toward. Seeing something like that on a constant basis allows you to have a navigation system. It allows you to be focused. So it's not magic. There's no magic there. There's no magic in the paper. There's no magic in the board. It has everything to do with being focused and having it top of mind so that you can continue to move toward that goal. Mm-hmm. So yes, that vision board. And tell me, how is it going in terms of RSVPs?
Yeah, I see you. Like I saw you on the list. I was like, yes, look, Roberta is coming.
Yeah, I will be there. Yes.
Yes, it's happening January 18th at, I believe it's 5:30 to 8. We have DJ Champ, and he's gonna give that nice vibe music and karaoke while you're just, you know, making your vision. And I've seen, like, you know, pretty familiar names on there, and I'm just like, oh my god, it's turning out really well. We had to reschedule the dates a couple of times because the date I had it on, I believe, is a big concert that's happening and at Price Memorial. And a lot of people wrote me like, can you please, please change the date? I want to come, but the date, I cannot make it.
Yes.
And yeah, I changed the date to the 18th. I'm starting to see like people like this flooring in, like just to.
And that's another event that honestly, there was no cost. You just said, make a donation if it so moves you. And I think that's the beauty of what you said, Destiny, is that you really take an approach to, you're not trying to capitalize on anything. You're trying to be that vessel. And I think there's that beauty, and people are attracted to that, and they're attracted to that authenticity and that realness. And, you know, it's not, I think it's one of those where you put yourself out there and you say, this is it.
This is it.
This is it. And I love that boldness about you.
Yeah. Like it came, honestly, it came, I wasn't always bold. I believe what planted that seed. I can't remember what year that was. It was the graduates event. And I believe it was that long ago when, I guess, Hotel on North right now, it used to be like...
Yeah, upstairs. It was upstairs.
It was upstairs. It was around that year. I remember Shirley wrote me and she said, hey, you're going to be our keynote speaker for the graduates event. I said, no, I never spoken out in public. Absolutely not. No, I can't do it. And she was like, well, you're already on the program. So it had to have been like before 2014. So I couldn't say no. I was already on the program. I was already on the flyer. And I'm like, what am I supposed to say? Like, how can I? And it came about, she said, just say what's on your heart. Write down something, let me look over it. She looked over it, she said, that's fine. And when I did it, everybody just started clapping, and I'm like, what just happened? And after that, everything just started to, you know, come about. 2014, I was ordained from Bishop Jerome T. Edgerton Sr., minister of New Generation Global Ministry, and speaking ever since then.
What a journey and what a path. And since then, it's almost like you took that leap of faith and you listened to that calling that God had for your life. And you then have continued to grow and grow and grow. And I think, Destiny, you have such a light that that shine so bright. You really do. And so I know that, you know, your vision board party is going to be a full house. It's going to be an awesome thing. Now, I got to ask you, with your styling, are you still doing your fashion shows and things like that?
You know what? I am not. Do I want to do it back? Absolutely. Is it going to come back? Absolutely. It is.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to find the timing of it, and how can I fit that in? So that is to be announced. Stay tuned. It's funny you ask, because a lot of people do ask. So I think it's something that, you know, has to come back.
I only do because I remember that that was you at one point. You were having shows. Didn't you have a show at the Colonial at one point or something like that? Yes. And so you were you, and then you've had stuff like, I mean, there's been stuff in the Common. I mean, there's been like different things going on. So I do remember that that was also a big part of your life. And so you, it's almost like you're blending the beauty, the fashion, the faith, kind of all of it.
All together. And it always, like I always said this, and it was like my slogan, is just like in order to look good on the outside, you have to be healed on the inside. And I always said that. And I, you know, when it says like when you speak things, it will happen. And I didn't know how it was going to happen. But as you mentioned it, as I look back on it, it's just like as she laughs, the beauty supply sort of fashion is like colliding together because she laughs. It's like helping women to heal and helping women to know their true identity in Christ. The beauty supply is just like now I'm
The
opening up the
outward, you know,
outward.
now that you like put it that way, you're right. Like it literally is, there are two channels, there are two manifestations of it.
And it just clicked just now as we was talking.
I gotta ask you, you know, as you think about 2025 and you think about what's ahead, not only for the business, but also for your ministry, what are some things that, you know, you are hopeful for the new year?
Oh, that is a good question. Definitely one, I want to say health. Health, be healthy, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I want to say honestly, out for the business, I want to see it like expand and be great and see more customers to come in and be more visible to the community, actually to Berkshires, not to just the Pittsfield, but to Berkshires. For She Laughs, I want to do the same. I want more women to know that we are here, that we are offering healing, we are offering, you know, especially faith-based. I definitely will like this year 50 Shades of Pink to be like thousands of people, thousands of women, but I want to say prosperity and prosperity, full alignment, and
Okay. And as we close out our conversation, if you had to think about the best piece of advice or the one piece of advice you would want to give to budding entrepreneurs,
health.
what would you say that is?
I would say the best advice that I can give, if you are a believer, because not everyone believes, but if you are a believer, I would say put God first because we can't do nothing without God. But if you are not a believer, I would just say that, you know, you have to stick to the plan. You have to stick to the blueprint. Don't give up. Like things in most what we believe that. Some people believe that things that's meant to be have to come easy. It don't. It comes with, you know, challenges because I believe you have to be trusted, you know, with the prize. You have to be trusted with the blessing. So if a glitch happened into your plan or a glitch happened into like, you know, your business, that doesn't mean it wasn't meant to be. That means that you have to stand and you have to keep pushing. You have to keep the plan. You have to keep the faith. You have to keep motivated. Even if you might not see the people that said that they was going to support you or come in your store, you still have to believe that, okay, if they're not coming, there's somebody else that you know you could witness to. You have to pivot. You have to change your plans. You have to make some changes. You have to make some alterations, but never give up. Keep the motivation, keep the faith, keep excited, be happy, cry, scream, yell, but get back to the plan because it's
I
only
love it. I
possible.
love it. And where can people get more information about Dolce Rose, about She Laughs? Drop all the channels right now.
Yeah, so Dolce Rose Beauty Supply, we are on all social media platforms. We are on TikTok, we are on Instagram, and we are on Facebook, and it's called Dolce Rose Beauty Supply. And for She Laughs, we are on Facebook and Instagram. We don't have a website just yet for both, but we are in the making right now. So look out for that. But we are on social media.
Love it.
Yeah, Dulce Rose Beauty Supply is 305 North Street, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Love it. And one word to describe you. If you had to choose one word, what would that be?
To describe me?
Uh-huh, to describe you.
I hate talking about myself. I would say one word to describe me is relentless.
Love it. I love it. Destiny, thank you so much for making time, because I know you're so busy. I know there's the shop, the business, all of that. And so you're pulled in so many different directions. So I definitely understand. And I thank you so much for your time. It has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. No, I wish
I'm
you
grateful. Thank you for having me. I'm so grateful. This is amazing. Like, this is another surprise. Like, I didn't know that this happened. And I am so grateful, and thank you for this.
You're very welcome. And, you know, I hope our listeners enjoy today's conversation. Everyone, you've been listening to Backstory. Let's Hear It on WTBRFM Pittsville with Roberta McCulloch-Dews. I thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a great day.